Okay, amen. I've been praying about what to share with you. And I actually have two areas. We may not cover both of them. We'll see how the Holy Spirit moves. I want to start talking about relationships. Let's go to Matthew chapter 28. This is familiar scripture for you, I know.
I'm going to pick at
verse
16. 16节,
then the 11 disciples went away to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Now, I want to just look at these scriptures this way. Jesus made disciples, and he made disciples in a way which we have to understand. He made disciples by having disciples live with him for over 3 years. They spent time with him all the time. He had an opportunity to speak into their lives and to teach them by having them walk with him, talk with him, and see what he did. Even the anointing that he had touched their lives to a degree. Let's go to Acts chapter 3. And verse
13.
It's Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Sorry.
第四节.
Chapter 4, verse 13.
十三节.
The background here is the disciples are before the leaders of Israel.
门徒在这些公会领袖的大祭司的审判面前.
They're upset with the disciples because they're preaching about Jesus. But
there's
been such a miracle, they cannot deny that there's something happened.
但因着这个神迹,
now look at verse 13.
13节,
now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled.
他们见彼得约翰的胆量又看出他们原是没有学问的小民就稀奇,
and they realized that they had been with Jesus.
他们是跟过耶稣的,
so being with Jesus changed them.
跟耶稣同在,
when disciples spend time with their leaders, they get changed.
当门徒与耶稣同在,
they become like their leaders. Now we must understand the church today. So many churches have people come in, say a prayer, and then just sit there. They are not discipled. They cannot be discipled unless there is one to teach them or train them.
他们没有办法成为门徒, 除非有人带他们, 教导他们。
So the vision of the church has to be as Jesus did.
所以教会的意象要如同耶稣带领门徒这样的意象的教会。
He did it the right way.
耶稣所做的是对的。
He spent the time building up his disciples.
他用时间来造就这些门徒。
They had a big task to do.
他们有很大伟大的工作。
They had to take over when he left and started the church.
当主离开之后，这些门徒要接棒过来建立教会。
So he had to put in them all that they needed.
所以耶稣要把一切要教导给他们。
So he spent that time with them to have them understand what to do.
所以耶稣花时间与他们同在，让他们知道怎么做。
Now it wasn't just understanding.
不是单单知道。
It was also the power of the Holy Ghost.
来自圣灵的大能。
If we go John, to John chapter 20.
在约翰福音二十节。
We start seeing the sequence of their transformation.
我们看到这个改变的次序。
Let's pick up with verse 19.
十九节。
Now Jesus was now risen from the dead.
耶稣复活了。
And it says, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week,
就是七日的第一日。
When the doors were shut, where disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews,
门关了。
Jesus came and stood in his midst and said to them, Peace be with you.
耶稣站在他们当中对他们说愿你们平安。
When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were glad when they saw the Lord.
所以这话都把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。
So then Jesus said to them again, Peace to you.
耶稣又对他们说愿你们平安。
As the Father has sent me, I also send you.
父怎么样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
And when he said this, he breathed upon them.
说了这话，就向他们吹了一口气。
And said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit.
说你们受圣灵。
The transformation
这个改变
that happened was them seeing him raised from the dead, accepting the fact that it's him, and then receiving the Holy Spirit to change their spirit to brand new.
来，他们不单看到复活的主，更是他们领受了圣灵的大能。
You look at verse 24, it says, Now Thomas, called the twin,
24节, one of the twelve, 十二门徒中的一位,
was not with them when Jesus came. Now, Thomas had an opportunity right here to believe what the other disciples were going to tell him.
多马可以相信其他门徒的见证。
But Thomas decides not to go that way.
但是多马他不信。
He went by his eye perception.
他要看见才信。
They had been there when Jesus died.
耶稣死的时候他们看见。
And so they saw him dead.
看见耶稣死。
So their vision of him, of Jesus, was him dead.
他所看见的耶稣是死了。
Even though Jesus preached to them and told them that I am coming back again, I'm be raised from the dead.
虽然耶稣之前跟他们讲到多次说耶稣会复活。
They did not have that faith.
他们没有这样的信心。
To receive the miracle.
接受这样的一个的神迹。
So Thomas had to go through a process.
所以多马需要经过一个过程。
He had to go through his unbelief.
需要从他的不信
to a place of belief.
到信。
In verse 26,
在二十六节,
it says that Jesus came back again.
耶稣再临到他们当中。
And said, Peace to you.
愿你们平安。
Then he said to Thomas,
就对多马说,
Reach your finger here.
伸过你的指头来。
And look at my hands.
摸我的手。
And reach your hand here.
探入我的肋旁。
And put it into my side.Do not be unbelieving, but believing.
不要疑惑，总要信。
And Thomas answered and said,
多马说,
My Lord and my God.
我的主，我的神。
Jesus said to him, Thomas,
耶稣对他说,
Because you have seen me, you have believed.
你因看见我才信。
Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed.
那没有看见就信的有福了。
That's
us.
Okay. So we see that as a as a process, Jesus had to take them through not only the training they went through, but he had to take them through that unbelief portion to get them to the place where they had belief. And then in the book of Acts,
到了使徒行传,
Jesus prepares them for receiving the Holy Spirit.
耶稣鼓励他们要领受圣灵的能力。
There's a process they had to go through to get to a place where they could handle the things Jesus wanted them to handle.
他们经过过程好让他们能够做将来更大的事情。
In verse 8, and Jesus is telling them, but you shall receive power.
在第三第八节要领受圣灵的能力。
When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the earth. He told them they needed more than just what I told you. They needed to have the Holy Spirit, which you breathed on and they received.
耶稣吹气在他们身上的圣灵的能力,
that they made their spirit brand new,
让他们的灵更新,
but they needed the power of the Holy Spirit upon them,
他们需要圣灵的能力临到他们,
to do the work.
做神的侍奉,
if you look back in John chapter 21,
回到约翰福音21章,
you'll find that Peter went fishing.
彼得去钓鱼,
but now, they're in the upper room waiting for the power of the Holy Ghost.
他们现在在这个楼上在祷告等候圣灵。
In chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit comes,
第二章圣灵降临,
then they go out and start preaching the gospel.
他们就出去传道,
and 3,000 come to the church.
3,000人信主。
So we need more than just discipling.
不是单单只是带领门徒,
we need the power of the Holy Spirit to allow us to do the work of the ministry. There's so many times in my life, and I'm sure in your life, where you don't know quite what to do, how to handle things. So you have to draw on the power of the Holy Spirit to help you to become the answer to somebody's problem. Okay. Now, we're talking about relationships. As you can see, Jesus built that relationship in a process and steps with teaching and training. That's the same thing we must do in the churches. It's a process of teaching and training,
教导训练,
have them receive the Holy Spirit, and know how to flow with the Holy Spirit. With that, then they can do the work of the ministry. The challenge is always to let Jesus be Lord. As you saw in John chapter 20,
你在约翰福音20章,
some didn't believe.
很多人不相信,
the belief comes from relationship.
信心是从关系而来的,
so receiving Jesus as Lord of our lives,
接受耶稣做我们生命的主,
as director of our lives,
成为我们的领导,
is what's necessary first.
是第一步,
without that relationship,
没有这样的关系,
no other relationship is going to work. Now for you, I'm telling you this.
对你们来说,
never assume because someone says they know Jesus that they do know him.
你不要好像假设他们都认识耶稣。
You have to look at the fruit.
你要看他们的果子。
You're not judging.
你不是论断。
You're a fruit inspector.
你是看他们的果子的检察官。
Okay. It is always good to be slow in making decisions where people really are. Take the time to look at the fruit.
看他们的果子。
When you see the fruit, then you'll know that they are truly in that kingdom, the kingdom of God.
当你看到他们的果子，才能够确认他们是属于神的国度。
The same thing with other ministries.
在你们的侍奉当中，一样。
Other ministries may have gifts.
在侍奉当中会有些恩赐的彰显。
But gifts are given.
恩赐会有的。
It is the fruit or the character that makes the ministry something good.
但更重要是那个生命跟性情，让这个侍奉成为一个美好的侍奉。
Never run after gifts.
不要单单追求恩赐。
You look for the character.
你要看那个生命个性。
Of the ministry.
在这个侍奉当中。
So that you receive something good from the ministry.
让这个侍奉才是一个好的侍奉。
Because if they're not right, even though they have gifts,
假如人不对的话，恩赐有没有用？
You can receive something that's not good.
你会领受到不好的。
And if you understand this,
假如你了解，
you don't get impressed by gifts.
你不会被恩赐所好像很吸引。
The strength of the ministry,
一个侍奉的能力，
is based on their relationship,
是彼此的关系，
with the Lord.
跟主的关系。
Okay. Now, the spiritual strength that you walk in,
你要得到的属灵的能力，
is based on your relationship with the Lord.
是在乎你跟主的关系。
The time you spend in the Word,
你花时间在神的话语上面。
The time you spend in prayer,
你花时间在祷告上面。
The things that you do every day.
每天所做的。
Some people think,
有些人想,
I will prepare.
我要预备。
And they work hard.
很努力。
They get to a point.
到一个点。
And then they stop.
然后就停了。
It doesn't work that way.
不是这样的。
It's an ongoing everyday relationship.
来自每一天的一个真实的关系。
That allows the Holy Spirit to flow through you.
一个白车。让我们停车要照着那个排好的位置来排啊，来停车哈。There's a wrong parking of the car.
Oh,
the opposite owner. So they want to tow the car.
Oh, I have. I'm across street too.
What's your
the white one?
The white one?
The white car.
No, mine's a Navigator. No, it's all right.I'm safe. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I pray. Thank God. I'm safe. You want to wait?
Okay. No, we can't.
Okay. So that relationship, which causes you to flow in the gifts you have, in fact, let's go over to Ephesians chapter 4 for a minute.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Now, in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul is describing the gifts given to the church.
Paul 在第四章描写神给教会的恩赐。
You know, he described in Corinthians the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit.
在林前提到圣灵的九大恩赐。
In Ephesians, the five ministry gifts here.
在第四章讲到五重的职事恩赐。
Let's pick up verse 11.
十一节。
And he, talk about Jesus himself,
耶稣,
gave some to be apostles,
是的有使徒,
some prophets,
先知,
some evangelists,
传福音,
and some pastors,
牧师,
and teachers,
和教师,
for the equipping of the saints,
为要成全圣徒,
for the work of the ministry,
各尽其职,
for the edifying of the body of Christ,
建立基督的身体。
The fivefold ministry,
五重的职事。
Is to equip the saints.
要成全圣徒,
is give the saints what they need.
让他们得的造就,
so the saints can do the work of the ministry.
要圣徒可以做神的事工。
We don't see that all the time in all the churches.
我们不在很多的教会里面看到这样的一个模式。
I believe that all fivefold ministries should be present in the church or church area.
我相信五重的职事应该都在一个教会或者在一个教会的范围里面。
They are all necessary. They have their own assignments.
他们有他们的功能,
and together they give the body of Christ everything it needs. But the equipping of the saints is the task. If a church gets very large, it's difficult to work with each saint. When a church is a reasonable size, then each one benefits. Because the process is discipling. Discipling is building up the saint in a knowledge of the word, how to flow in the gifts, to recognize where they're called to. It takes every one of us in the church to do the work. Each one is assigned a different task, and God just looks at you doing your task right. There's no difference between a fivefold ministry, a leader, or just someone that fills in a need in the church. If you do your task well,
你能够好好做你的事工,
God promotes.
神就把你提升,
but it takes all of us doing all the tasks to make it work. Now the pastor of a church is limited
and
that he can only handle so many people. Even though he has helpers, it takes that gifting of the pastor to see into the lives of people what they need. The apostle is the overall covering of the church. He may have several churches underneath him with pastors to watch the flock. It's like Moses. He was trying to do all of Israel, take care of all of Israel. His father-in-law and God, using his father-in-law, told him to set chaplains over 50s and over 100s, and then, go ahead,
建立50夫长, 白夫长,
and then leaders over them. He set them in manageable size groups. I see that the pressure on pastors, even on myself at times,
好像对我而说,
is to grow the church very big, which is good, but there's many ways of doing that. If you take your people and you build them up, and you train them, and you identify the gifts, fivefold in leaders, music ministry, then you can launch another church. So you have many churches with pastors over them, tending to the sheep, discipling them, and growing them. In the church in this manner is strong because the people are well trained. I come out of a very large church. Was 5,000, now 10,000. Big church. The frustration was, how do you minister so many people? So when I left and started my church, I had a fight with the battles. Do you want to try to build a big church? Or you want to build people? I chose to build people. It's not popular. Okay. But in building people, the reward is great.
要建造人，这个的回报是非常大的。
Because what you see in them is the result of God's beautiful plan for them.
要你看到每一个人神在他生命中计划的成就。
And you see them develop and grow into the maturity of a saint that can stand on their own 2 feet and minister and do what God's called them to do. Now, as we do this, then the congregations get strong. Now, not everybody is going to come up to full strength. People are people. But many will come to that strength. You can recognize the gifts in them, the calling in them, you prepare them, and as you grow, then you pick a time, and then you launch a new work. It takes the pressure down because you can still grow and not be stressed to the maximum. Now, let's go on with the scripture here. It says, as the saints are equipped for the work of the ministry, it's verse 12 now, for the edifying the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, perfect man, mature man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Our goal is to come to the fullness of what Jesus is. It's a long process. I'm still working on it. I haven't seen anybody arrive yet. But when Jesus comes, it'll happen. So it's an ongoing process of growing with God. It's not like school getting a degree. It's ongoing. So this may be a beginning process for you to keep on growing, continually in God, to the fullness of what God has for you, a mature Christian, able to stand on your own 2 feet, be a help, be used to launch something new, whatever position you have. You don't have to be fivefold. Fivefold is good, but you don't have to be fivefold. Each one has their calling. Each one has the gifts of God inside them. And as those gifts are developed, then they'll move into what God has for them.
Amen.
Now, we talk about the stature of the fullness of Christ, verse 14, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. This is key in this way. As you are being trained and matured in the Word, and as you read the Word, then the Word in you, with the Holy Spirit's direction, keeps you out of that place where somebody can deceive you. Satan's greatest weapon is deception. He tries to let you think that he has more power than he really has. So we see that we need to understand the Word. That means walking the Word continually.
不断地行在神的话语里面。
So the Holy Spirit can tell us,
圣灵会告诉你,
as we hear something,
当我们听到,
whether that's right or wrong.
就能够分辨对或是错。
If you'll stay in the Word,
假如你站在神的话语上面,
you will not be deceived.
你就不会被欺骗。
What happens with people,
今天很多,
they rely on somebody else to teach them and train them.
他们是依靠别人来告诉他, 来训练他。
They don't want to spend the time themselves in reading the Word.
他们却不愿意花时间好好读神的话，寻求话语的带领。
In the Word,
在神的话里面
is the relationship with God.
有与神的关系。
Because in the Word you see Him and how He operates.
因为你在神的话里面看到神如何的做工做事。
When you don't stay in the Word,
假如你不好好在神的话语里面,
you don't build that relationship.
你就没有办法跟神建立关系。
So being in the Word then is the basis of your life.
所以在神的话里面领受是你生命的基础。
Sometimes we get impressed by people who are very eloquent.
很多时候我们被人的口才而吸引。
But the simplest saint,
在一个很简单的圣徒
knowing the word,
他有神的话
is it better?
有神的话更好
because they understand their relationship with God,
因为他明白他跟神的关系
the relationship with other people,
跟人的关系
and God has an opportunity,
神有一个机会
through the word,
透过话语
to change them,
来改变他们
and move them,
引导他们
into that perfect place.
带他们到那个完全的地步。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
you should love God,
你要爱神,
with your whole heart,
用你的全心,
your whole soul,
尽心尽意,
the whole mind,
尽意,
and all your strength.
尽力的爱神,
that's the greatest commandment.
最大的诫命。
We have to attain to this.
我们要得着这样,
press into this.
努力得着。
Because with this,comes the second one, which shall, you shall love the neighbor as yourself.
当我们努力这个诫命，我们就能够很自然、真实的爱邻舍如同自己。
So once your relationship with God is set,
你跟神的关系对了
then you start with your relationship with each other.
你就能够跟别人有好的关系。
Your relationship with each other is based on walking in love.
跟人的关系是建于一个爱的行动。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 13 outlines that.
哥林多前书十三章讲到这个爱的教训。
I read it often.
我常常背。
Because I'm working on it.
要我在努力。
Walking in love is a challenge.
行在爱中是一个挑战。
It's a challenge for all of us always.
我们常常都会面对这样一个爱的挑战。
We must continually allow God to come in.
我们需要常让神进到我们的生命里面。
And change us.
改变我们
so that we can be lovers of others around us.
我们能够成为一个真实爱别人的人。
Now that love is agape love.
这个爱是一个神圣的爱。
Unconditional love.
一个没有条件的爱。
It's a love no matter what they do.
无论对方做什么。
You have to forgive.
你还是饶恕。
And work with them.
还是跟他们在一起。
That is then the relationship that we're working on continually.
也是一个需要不断建立发展的关系。
Because with that relationship, then we have a completion.
因着这样的关系，我们就能够成全。
Of being like Jesus.
就能够越来越像基督。
Close. Okay. I wanted to bring this to you today.
我要特别跟大家分享。
Because this is a basic foundation for your walking.Out of here when you graduate.
Yeah, 当你毕业之后，这样的一个的关系是你将来侍奉的基础。
Because relationship is ongoing.
关系是不断的。
One with the Lord.
一个是跟神的关系。
Two with each other.
另外是跟别人的关系。
With people around you.
跟周围的人。
If you understand this and walk in this,
假如你了解这双重的关系。
You'll always be successful.
你就会有很好的侍奉。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen
回应神的信息。